Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Wisconsin's wide-open governor's race. Now that twice-elected Governor Tony Evers has announced on Thursday he will not seek a third four-year term. We'll hear from one of the announced Republican candidates for governor, as well as the Democratic candidate who announced after Evers' announcement. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Wisconsin's governor's race for 2026 became wide open on Thursday when Governor Tony Evers ended all the talk, discussion, speculation. Would he or wouldn't he seek a third four-year term as governor? He was undefeated, running for the head of the Department of Public Instruction with three victories under his belt, and had two more statewide victories running for governor, defeating Scott Walker in 2018 and businessman Tim Michaels in 2022. Evers, though, announced he would not seek re-election by issuing this statement.
You know, I was a scrawny kid with glasses who grew up scraping mold off of cheese. I never dreamed that I'd end up governor of Wisconsin. But here I am. The last 6 years, you welcomed me in through your churches, businesses, classrooms, farms, hospitals, and communities. I cherish every moment, every tour, visit, high five, question, and selfie. It's the honor of my life to be able to give back to the state that raised me. I promised you when I ran for this office, and I always worked to do the right thing, and I always give it to you straight, and that I'd always try to be a governor for all of Wisconsin. And I work every day to keep those promises. That'll never change. I began my run for governor as a proud Plymouth progressive, and that's still who I am today. I'm a science teacher at heart who ended up running for office and winning five straight statewide elections. So would I win if I ran a sixth time? Of course. No question about that. But whether I'd win or not has never been part of my calculus about running again. Here's the truth, Wisconsin. The only thing I love more than being your governor is being a husband, a dad, and a grandpa. I spent 50 years in public service. I'm damn proud I devoted my entire career and most of my life to working for you. And from Plymouth to Baraboo, Toma to Oshkosh, Verona to Madison, and everywhere in between, Kathy and my family supported me all the way. Marrying Kathy is the greatest accomplishment of my life because it gave me a lifetime with her, three amazing kids, and nine incredible grandkids. For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term. I'm so humbled to be your governor. This is the best job I ever had. And folks, we are not done yet. There is, as always, much work to do. In Wisconsin, I'll be working just as hard as I have for the last 6 years to keep doing the right thing and deliver for you. So let's get to work. Forward for you and for Wisconsin always. Thank you.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers with his announcement that he would not seek re-election and also served as the Democratic weekly radio address this week. So it creates Wisconsin's favorite parlor game among those who love and watch politics, and that is who's going to run for governor. Now, already announced on the Republican side, out of the gate first, was Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. He's 43 years old, but there's a lot of speculation about Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, 67 years old, lives in Minocqua, has a pretty safe seat in Congress in the 7th Congressional District once things were redistricted, and that particular district became much more of a solid, reliable Republican vote. Meanwhile, New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien, a 56-year-old, is the most recent Republican to throw his hat into the ring. And he was featured on last weekend's Upfront show as he sat down with an interview with that program's host, Matt Smith. Smith caught up with Berrien at his New Berlin manufacturing plant.
I'll just say, I think we have the team, the capability, and the capacity to win this election next year and create enduring Republican majorities, you know, at all levels of government.
And you understand the challenge that won't likely be an easy task?
Well, I mean, the best things in life aren't going to be easy.
Berrien, a Princeton grad and Navy SEAL veteran, became owner of Pindell Global Precision in New Berlin in 2012. And would like to follow the example of others who've gone from business to public office.
You've got a good life, though,
right now.
Politics can get dirty, right? Are you prepared for that?
I've been dirty before. Yeah. So, it's. I think there's a call to service. And with that call to service, it's not all, rainbows and unicorns. It's about the hard work of leading, of, articulating a vision. And, it's leadership. It's getting other people on board. And, they're going to be arrows and they're going to be challenges. But, I think the state deserves it.
Upfront's Matt Smith asked businessman Bill Berrien,
do you think you need President Trump's endorsement to win the primary here in the state?
I do. And I think we have a great chance of getting it. Because, again, I have the vision for making Wisconsin, literally ground zero for the reindustrialization that he's trying to lead in the country. I mean, nowhere else in the country is it more likely. We've got a 125-year-old manufacturing ecosystem. We have a highly trained, highly trainable workforce. You have the tariffs that are incentivizing businesses to, consider investing in the country. And now you have the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that, it's like a Black Friday sale of factory expansion. No coupons required between, all the business incentives for investing in manufacturing.
Have you had any conversations here with the president or his team?
Various members of his orbit, yes. So, try to keep keep them updated on where we're going.
Upfront's Matt Smith asked Bill Berrien, the New Berlin businessman, on Sunday's Upfront about the pretty cool reaction he received out of the gate from Wisconsin's most influential right-wing talk show hosts.
One host, Vicky McKenna, called you a never-Trump, no-mega rhino. Jay Weber said anyone who supports ranked choice voting as you once did is either dangerously dishonest or dangerously dumb. Are they wrong?
I do think they are wrong in underestimating the positive leadership that I can provide the state. And to sort of set the record straight, since 2016, my wife and I have supported Donald Trump in every election. 2016, 2020, 2024.
You voted for him in all three.
Voted for him and financially supported. Ranked choice voting. Look, I approach it like an outsider and a businessman, and I saw election challenges, election integrity issues, various things that, caused me to look for different ideas. Coming off of that effort, coming off of hearings that I've testified, I've come to the conclusion since then that it is ranked choice voting is not the solution for Wisconsin. I don't support it. And as governor, it would be essentially dead on arrival on my desk.
Berrien's getting some early Republican criticism over this August 2020 interview with Fox Business.
Do you stick with the president this time around?
We're gonna have to see on some of that. I don't like the COVID leadership. I don't like the anti-science approach. And I would lead it, much, much more differently.
But you haven't decided yet.
Have not decided yet.
And in last year's presidential primary, businessman Bill Berrien initially backed Nikki Haley.
For Republican voters who say maybe it's just he's a Trump supporter when it's convenient, you tell them what?
Again, emphasizing that we have both donated to and voted since. Now, August 2020, it was sort of the depths of COVID, and our head was sort of spinning here, being an essential manufacturer, but trying to navigate that. But in the end, supported him in that race and voted for him.
Here's how Berrien answered when asked by Upfront's Matt Smith whether he would have signed the budget that just passed the Republican-controlled Assembly and Senate and was signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Look, I think that budget compromise indicates all the more why we need to have a strong conservative Republican in the governor's mansion, so that you don't have to have a give and take on so many of those things that don't further the conservative vision for Wisconsin.
On last week's Upfront, Matt Smith continued his interview with Berrien, asking,
the governor has talked a lot about farm workers in the state in terms of the Trump administration and their deportation efforts. I'm curious your thoughts on that. There's been a lot of talk in recent days about should there be amnesty for farm workers? What should we do with farm workers who are here in the country illegally? If there's a farm worker in Wisconsin who's here illegally, should they be deported if they don't have a criminal record?
Look, you know, I applaud President Trump for securing the border. I mean, number one, absolutely paramount when you think about, you know, a state here in the 21st, you know, a nation in the 21st century. So you got to secure the border, number one. Number two, if there are criminal illegal aliens, they need to be, you know, deported from the country. I empathize with the challenge of agriculture sector, hospitality sector, you know, needing additional workers. Number one, it absolutely needs to be a legal workforce. And look, I'd be open to all sorts of, you know, innovative ideas that I would, you know, suggest to the administration around creating temporary worker visas, you know, perhaps where there's an employer paid payroll tax that goes directly to fund the Social Security Trust Fund. Then you're sort of solving two problems at once.
Finally, Upfront's Matt Smith asked businessman Bill Berrien if he's portraying himself as the most conservative Republican running for governor.
I'm selling myself as the candidate, you know, most likely to win. And that is really the end goal, is we need to get a conservative Republican in the governor's seat, and also one who thinks not just about winning the governor's seat, but thinks about leadership of the party statewide. Because that leader has to be an individual who's willing to look across all 72 counties, you know, down to the precinct level in a military-like fashion of, you know, care and feeding, fundraising, you know, taking pages of the Democratic playbook of, you know, a fundraising machine, you know, to help candidates up and down the ticket to win, down to the lowest level, up to the highest.
Again, New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien with the audio that you heard. His interview with Matt Smith coming from last week's Upfront syndicated TV show. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, a very crowded field is anticipated as these Democrats were waiting to hear whether Governor Evers would run or not. And we learned on Thursday he would not seek reelection. Hence, on Friday, it was Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez who announced she is throwing her hat in the ring.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's your Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez here. I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor. Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have the time for the rest of this video. Look, I get it. I'm a busy parent, too. So here's what you should know. I've got two kids that are way too embarrassed to be in this video, a dog named Chico, and I met my husband salsa dancing. All true. My grandparents were Wisconsin dairy farmers. Dad served during Vietnam and fixed telephones at Wisconsin Bell. Mom was a union member who helped kids with special needs. They lived in a trailer right before they had us. My mom would want me to tell you that I was a National Merit Scholar. I know you don't care, but she does. So hi, Mom. I graduated college with degrees in neuroscience and nursing. Then I worked in an emergency room in downtown Baltimore. After that, I worked at the CDC, then came back to Wisconsin, where I helped run one of the biggest healthcare systems in the Midwest and was a VP at a Fortune 100 company. Getting into politics was never part of my plan, but I saw a broken system and decided to do something about it. So I ran for state assembly and won, representing parts of Milwaukee and Waukesha, where I fought back against abortion restrictions and worked to make life just a little bit easier for Wisconsin families. And now I'm so proud to serve alongside Governor Evers as your lieutenant governor.
In her intro video announcing her bid for governor, 49-year-old Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez then issues specifics as to why she wants to be governor.
First, we've got a maniac in the White House. His tariffs are killing our farmers, and his policies are hurting our kids. Next, our legislature refuses to expand Medicaid, even though 41 other states have done it. I mean, Arkansas expanded Medicaid. Arkansas, but not Wisconsin. I'll get it done. Look, we've got a real shot at flipping the state legislature. And with the Democratic governor, we can finally expand Medicaid and boost our healthcare workforce. We can strengthen our farms, unions, and small businesses. fund our public schools and give teachers the raise they've earned. That's the right path, and it's what you and your family deserve. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, and I've talked enough. Next up, I'll be traveling around the state listening to you. I'll see you out there soon. I can't wait to earn your vote.
So Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who was here in Chippewa Falls the last couple of years for events held by Hope Village, she may be the first out of the gate announcing her bid for governor as a Democrat. But also Milwaukee County Exec David Crowley said he'll take steps in the coming weeks to enter the race, largely expected as a Democrat. He's 39 years old. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, the 43-year-old, is expected to throw her hat into the ring for governor. Another possibility is Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the 38-year-old, 44-year-old Wisconsin Attorney General Democrat Josh Call, and don't rule out 46-year-old State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison. And finally, in this week's Republican radio address, Representative Rob Summerfield represents the 68th Assembly District, encompassing all of Price and Rusk counties and most of Chippewa and Taylor counties, highlights what he says are wins in the biennial budget pertaining to transportation and EMS funding.
We re-upped the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program at the price of $150 million. This crucial program helped fund the construction, reconstruction, or improvement of agriculture roads in all rural communities. We also funded the Local Roads Improvement Program, once again at the price of $100 million. This important program provides financial assistance to local governments in counties, cities, towns, and villages for improving our local roads and streets. Finally, we added $3.5 million annually for EMS training costs, reimbursements for any training or materials needed to complete a course through any Wisconsin Technical College System institution. I am proud to have voted for this funding, and thank you for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
State Representative Rob Summerfield of the 68th Assembly District with this week's Republican radio address. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio.